Dave, thank you. Thank you very much. And it's great to be back. Thank you for your prayers just now, Rachel. And thank you for your prayers throughout this last month. I've had a fantastic time of reading the Bible, praying, and being refreshed. And it's great to be back. And what a great Sunday to come back where we can spend not just this morning, but lunch together. Now, it would be a great help, as Dave said, if you could grab hold of your Bible and turn to page 626, because not only have we heard the reading this morning, but we were the reading. We all took part in the reading, and we've just sung about it, and now we're going to have a moment to think about what it all means for our lives today. And in case you missed it, or in case you've just joined us, the really big point that this psalm wants to make about God is something that some of us said 26 times. I don't know if you were counting as you said them, that God's love endures forever. Now, we may have found saying that or hearing that 26 times a little bit tiresome, but by going on and on and on about it, this psalm literally makes the point that God's love goes on and on and on forever. And that's what the word endures means. It means going on and on and on forever. Now, many of you will know this excellent children's Bible, the Jesus Storybook Bible. And if you don't know it, and if you're not a child, I would recommend getting hold of it, because all the way through this version of the Bible, it describes God's love like this. It says, God's love is a never-stopping, never-giving-up, unbreaking, always, and forever love. That's the kind of love that God has for us. And that's what Psalm 136 wants to tell us about God and make sure that we get it. So it tells us that 26 times. Now, some of you are old enough to remember this fellow. Can anyone tell me who this is? Yes. It is a bunny, but what kind of bunny, Owen? It is the Duracell bunny. It's not just any bunny. It is the Duracell bunny. And what is special about the Duracell bunny? Does anyone know? He goes on and on and on. And on, he keeps going. When all the other bunnies in this world have stopped, the Duracell bunny just keeps going on and on and on. Now, to help us understand that that is what God's love is like, that it keeps on going, on and on and on, never gives up, never runs out for us, I have here a ball of string. And I'm going to need some help with my ball of string. I'm going to need at least one helper. Yep, come on up. Yep, okay. But I'm going to need at least another one to help me here. Who else would like to come and help me? Calvin, do you want to come with your mum? Why don't you come? And then, here we go. So, Zoe and Calvin, if you could come up here, I'm going to give you a very special job. Calvin, could you hold that piece of string? Yeah, brilliant. You've done this before, haven't you? Okay, great. Now, what I would like you to do, Emily, is can you hold the pencil? Have you done this before?
No.
Okay, well, I'll help you. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're just going to walk down here. Can you walk with me with the ball of string? Now, you guys stay there. Okay, keep coming. Yep. That's it. Follow me. Okay, we're going to go down here, and we're going to do this quite quickly, just in case people start getting a little bit bored. And we're just going to go, hang on a minute. I've just left what I need behind. Emily, you stay there. Okay. Now, is that better? Okay, now you can hear. So, the string is at the back, and we're going to keep walking, okay? So, we're going to go through the hall. Here we go. We're going through the hall. Can you still hear me? Yeah. Oh, you dropped this ball of string. Keep going. And we're going to go through the hall and out. We're just going out past the toilets, out the back of the church, out the hall, and now we're going to go through the gate to the left of the
into the church garden. Here we go. Still got the string going, still going. Yeah, through the gate. Keep going. There's still string going. And now we're going to go through the other little gate. And now we're into the other bit of the church garden, past the hose pipe. Are you all right, Emily? Yeah. Yeah, you sure? Just say you're all right?
Yeah, yes.
Great, okay. We're going to go down the side of the church. And the string's still going? Yeah, okay, here we go. Here we go. We're coming up through the gate, up onto the ramp. We're nearly back in. Still going? Strong? Yeah, okay, here we go. And then in through the door. And then here we are. We're coming back into church. And then the string's still going. Emily's still going. Calvin's still holding the string. And we've come all the way back here. Where are you going? There we go. Fantastic. And we still got some string left. Brilliant. And that is what Psalm 136 is telling us about God's love. This piece of string has gone all the way down the back of church, hasn't it? Out the back, round the garden, and all the way back here. And there's still some string left. And actually, Psalm 136 is saying God's love goes on longer and longer and is even stronger. In fact, I didn't have a ball of string long enough to compare it. This is the longest one I could find. Why don't we say a big thank you to Emily? Thank you. And Zoe and Calvin, well done. Guys, you want to let go of the piece of string, you give it back to me. And if you can make sure you don't trip that on that on the way, do grab a seat. That would be fantastic.
Psalm 136 tells us that God's love endures forever. Thank you, health and safety executive. Please do get rid of the numerous trip hazards and disasters that I've created by doing that. But Psalm 136 doesn't just tell us that God's love for us goes on and on. It shows us that that's what his love is like. Now, I don't know if they still do this in school. Someone will be able to help me here. But when I was at school and when my children were at school, there was this thing called show and tell. And the way that it worked, do they still have show and tell? Put your hand up if they do show and tell in your school. Up to year two, okay? Up to year two, show and tell. And you can bring something in, and first of all, you show it to everyone else in your class, and then you tell them all about it. And that's what we've got in Psalm 136, if you look. Psalm 136 is doing that with God's love. It's not just telling us that his love for us goes on and on and on, and it's actually showing us that. And it does that 26 times. But if you look a little bit more closely, it does that in three main ways, which you'll be really glad to hear, because that means we might be able to get through this psalm before lunch. Here's the first way that this psalm shows us, doesn't just tell us, but shows us that God's love goes on and on. First of all, because he made everything. He made everything. Have a look with me at verse 5. Who by his understanding made the heavens. And the heavens here is just another word for sky. Here's a lovely picture of the sky. Verse 6. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. God made the oceans and he made the land. In fact, he made the whole world. Verse 7. Who made the great lights, the sun to govern the day, and the moon and the stars to govern the night. This psalm doesn't just tell us that God loves us. It shows us that he loves us because he made everything. And he made everything for us to enjoy, to live in. This world that God made, he made for us. That's how he shows us he loves us. But then secondly, according to Psalm 136, God shows us his love by saving his people. Saving his people. That's the next way it shows us that God loves us. Have a look with me back at your Bibles on page 627, verse 10. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt and brought Israel out from among them with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, to him who divided the Red Sea asunder and brought Israel through the midst of it, but swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. Now, the example that this psalm gives us of God saving his people is from a bit earlier in the Bible, from the book of Exodus. If you've been reading, as I know many of us have the daily Bible reading plan that we're doing here at St. Peter's, then you'll be really familiar with all the things that are being described in these verses. But if you haven't been reading that part of the Bible just recently, the book of Exodus, then you might know what's being talked about there from the film The Prince of Egypt. Because that film, that fantastic DreamWorks film, has got exactly the same story that is being described in verses 10 to 15 of this psalm. But I guess the example of God saving his people that we're most familiar with as Christians is not Moses saving the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, but is Jesus saving his people from our slavery to sin and death by dying for us on the cross. God shows his love by sending his son, Jesus, so that we can be saved. How do we know that God's love goes on and on and on? First of all, this psalm says he made everything for us. But secondly, he saves us. He saves his people. And then the third way that this psalm shows us that God loves us is he brings his people to heaven. He brings his people to heaven. Now again, the example that this psalm uses to tell us that is of God bringing his people Israel through the desert safely into the promised land. Have a look at how it's described in verse 16. To him who led his people through the wilderness. And then verse 21, and gave their land as an inheritance to his servant Israel. That is how God showed his love to his people then. He brought them safely into the promised land. But the way he does that now to us is by guiding and leading us, everyone who is trusting in Jesus' death for them, to set them free, guiding and leading us throughout every step of our lives until he takes us safely to be with him in heaven forever. God's love for us goes on and on and on. How do we know that? How do we know that? Well, Psalm 136 shows us that. He made everything for us. He saves his people, and he brings his people, those who are trusting him, safely to heaven to be with him. Well, how should we respond to that? How should we respond to that when we know that, when we've been shown that? Well, this psalm tells us how to respond four times. Have a look with me. The first is in verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Verse 2, give thanks to the God of gods. Verse 3, give thanks to the Lord of lords. And the very last verse, verse 26, give thanks to the God of heaven. When you know God's love for you is a never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love. When you know his love goes on and on and on, it endures forever. Not just because he's told you that, but because he's shown you that in what he's done. Well, then you can, and you do, and you will give thanks to him forever, forever. Well, we're going to do that right now with the words of our next song. We're going to give thanks to God that his love for us never stops. But before we stand to sing, let me lead us in a prayer. Let's pray together. Father God, we praise and thank you that your love endures forever, that you don't just tell us that you love us, but in what you have done in making us and in saving us through your Son, you have shown us that your love goes on and on and on.
Amen.